As we're learning Seder, Kedushin, Nesuin, this week the Oilam began Hilchas Ksuba. Now, even though many of us, almost all of us, gave a Ksuba already, and it is what it is, Lamaisa will see, we'll go through Be'ez Hashem and understanding what happens by the Ksuba, which is very negayah for Edis also. Some already mentioned that they got Edis, and many will be getting Edis. And you have to know what you're saying Edis on, what's going on by the Ksuba. Well, Be'ez Hashem, go through step by step, not the Taicha the Ksuba, but more what happens by the Ksuba. First, for Torah's Akdama, the Lashon Ksuba. Ksuba is Meloshon Ksav, what's written in the Ksuba. So the Shaila is, why is it called Ksuba? Why is it not called Ksav? This Ksav Rabbonis, a Ksav Hechsher. Why is it called Ksuba? The Goyin in Parshas Chayesara, I'm going to leave out the part when he speaks about Pilegesh, Pilakshim, but he says he is said like this. He says that Ish and Isha, what's the extra letter of Ish and the extra letter of Isha? The Yud of Ish and Isha the Hey, that's Yud Kei. And Ksuba, the extra letter is really, it should have been Ksav. Ksuba is the Vav and the Hey. So Mamela is Octagoyin, that with the Ksuba, the Ish and Isha, with the Ksuba, you have the Shem Hashem. In Ksuba, these two parts to the Ksuba. These, the Kinyan, the Shibud that one does, which is not the paper, it's not the document, it's what a person's machayv himself. And then there's also this chiyuv, this eschayvus, this kinyu, what a person, a chassid, is machayv himself to his wife, to the kala, gets recorded in a paper in a ksuba. These two parts, and we'll go through each part, the part that's the kinyan, which is not the paper, the written document of the ksuba, and then we'll also discuss the actual ksuba, the document, the paper of the ksuba. First, before going into the kinyan of ksuba, it's kedai to go and to understand, is ksuba deraisa or is ksuba derabanan? Is ksuba deraisa or ksuba derabanan? So, the Lashon HaKsuba, part of the Ksuba, it says, Kesev Zuzi Masen, the Chazi Luchume Deraisa. The Lashon is the Chazi Luchume Deraisa, which he Machuyev Medeiraisa. Be'etzem, it's a Machloikis in the Gemara on Ksubas. A Machloikis of Yudam Aralf of Ksubas Deraisa, Ksubas Derabanan. And the Gemara says, Amr Amachman Amr Shmuel, Chachamim Tiknu Lehem Lebnois Yisrael, Lepsula Masayim. It says, La halacha ksubas derabanan, it's takanas chachamim, and the Gemara says it's Gemara in Yevamis that peites amar aleph shloite kala beinel loitzia. In other words, it's something to prevent gerushin. If he knows he has to pay this money, he'll think twice before he gives a get. That's why this ksuba he has to pay out the ksuba the masayim does the oifen of gerushin, and if it's out, she becomes a if he dies. So frek toisves, if the Gemara says Amr Nachman Amr Shmuel that ksuba is the rabbanon, frek toisves, how do we write in the ksuba the chazi luchumi deraisa, which would seem that it's deraisa lachayrav ksuba, we come at ksuba is the rabbanon, what's the lashon the chazi luchumi deraisa? Zogt Hoisvis, that Enchanami Taka, Ksuba is deraisa. Enchanami, it's a machloikis, and even though seemingly from the Gemara we would think that Ksuba is derabanan, Zogt Hoisvis, if you take a look at what we write in the Ksuba, and we write the Lashon midairaisa, which seems to be that Ksuba is taka deraisa, that's Shitas HaTosfos. However, the Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam is Peiruk Yud Me'ishus Halacha Zayin, and that's also the Rosh. The Rosh in the first Peirik, at the end of Simon Yotes, the Rosh says, no, Heskimu Kola Ga'onim, that Avada Ksuba is the Rabbanon. Ksuba is the Rabbanon. Not like Tosfos says, which even Tosfos also Be'etzem assumed that Ksuba really should be the Rabbanon. But Zok Tosfos, Lamaisa, you're right in that it's the Raisa, gotta be it's the Raisa. The Rosh says, the Rambam, the Rosh, Avada Ksuba is the Rabbanon. Ah, you say the Chazi Lechimi, the Raisa. It just means that the value of the money should be value of the Torah type of money. Good money, Lafuke sell a Medina. In other words, Avada the Chiv is a Chiv Medarabanon. But what type of money? Money that's Shava Medarais, you have to have good money. But in Be'etzem it's Medarabanon. So we have over here a Machlekes Rishonim. What's a Machlekes? In the Gemara is a Machlekes Rishonim. If the Ksuba, the Chiv Ksuba, which is to pay out 200, is it Derais or is it Derabanon? The Ramah and Simon Samach Vav, Si Vav, Lechei Nagu Lichta V'Ksuv D'Chazachim D'Raisa, and Lamaisa, the Ramah says, he brings some leave out D'Raisa, V'Haminig Lichta V'Lepsula D'Chazachim D'Raisa. Lamaisa, we talk a right with D'Raisa. So it is a Machlekes HaPoiskim, how is the Ramah Paskening? Because we just said it's a Machlekes Rishonim, if Ksuv is D'Raisa or Ksuv is D'Rabbanon. And even though it says the Lashon Midiraisa, it could still be the Rabbanon, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Etzem, it's the Rabbanon. So maybe when the Ramah says that we write the Chazal Chiv Midiraisa, the Goyin says, if you say Midiraisa, Zok the Goyin, because the Ramah's passing like Rabbeinu Tam, like Tosfos, that Ksuv is the Raisa. That's why Zok the Goyin over here, Sivkat and Chavav, who could ask Rabbeinu Tam? That it's the Raisa. Mi'idoch, the Chalkas Machoikik, says that Ksuba is the Rabbanon. Aye, the Raisa, she says like the Rosh says that the Raisa just means the value of the money is mid the Raisa. But Be'etzem Ksuba is mid the Rabbanon. Lamaisa, this is one of the differences in the Ksuba. The Bnei Ashkenaz attacker Noyig like this, the Ramah, to write the Chazal Chumid the Raisa. And the Svardim attacker leave out mid the Raisa. The attacker don't write mid the Raisa. Just interesting, I saw my father put out from Ramosha, Darki Moshe. So he brings that there was somebody, a chassan, that went over to Ramosha to ask him to Masada Kedushin. So Ramosha said, no problem, but I don't know you, so why are you coming to ask me to Masada Kedushin? That's a chais amol, it wasn't like that, that he wanted to get the God Lador pictures. So he said that he's marrying his wife as a Svardisha girl, and it's different, Shilas and Ksuba. So maybe he asked Ramosha to come. Ramosha Taka went. But I'll call upon him these differences in the Ksuba, and this would be a difference if you write Midei Raisa, which means even if we Taka, the Bnei Ashkenaz, write the Shailas and Deraisa is an actual Deraisa, or it means only the Shavya Seramani. Taka, the Svardim don't write these such a Shitas Aritva, the Taka maybe even to write Midei Rabbanon. But Maisa, this whole Shaila is only about the Ksuba itself. We write in more things in the Ksuba. You take a look in the Lashon HaKsuba, Obeg Arichas, which is Tosfos Ksuba, we add on besides this 200. Tosfos Ksuba, that's Lekul Alma, is only the Rabbanon. The Homachlekes is about the Masayim Zuz, if that goes into what the Torah says, Kamoyar Psulas. But Tosfos Ksuba is only the Rabbanon. So let's begin with the part of the Heschaivis before going into the document of the Ksuba. These are part one of the Ksuba, which is the Heschaivis. The Chassan is Machayiv himself. Machayiv himself this to pay this money. If he divorces her or if he dies, he has to pay her to Masayim Zuz. That Chiv has nothing to do with the paper. He makes a Kinyan. What's the Kinyan? The Kinyan is a Kinyan Chalipin. Now usually, the Kinyan Chalipin is from the Kalev, that's the Tzura. How does a Kinyan Chalipin work? The Kalev shall koina, and he gives it to the Makna, and when the Makna gets the Kli from the koina, the Chalipin is, he gets the Kali, and the Mela, he's Makna what he's Makna. So Mamela, Be'etzim, what should happen over here is that the Kala should be the one giving over the Chayfetz to the Chassan. She's the one who's getting the Kinyan, she's getting the Heschaivis, and he's the one giving it over. Lamaisa, we're not Noig like that. We're Noig, Alpi Pashas, we're Noig that the Edom, one of the Edom are the ones that give over, the Yarmulke, the Gartel, the watch, the pen. The Edom are the ones who give it over. That's in the Kala should. nor the Shteitin Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpatim and Kuf Tzadik Hei Sif Gimel. This is handling Bechalal and Kinyan Chalipin. That even if you maknit Shaloi Befnei HaKoyin, if the Koyin is not there, you give over, the makna gets a chayfetz, even not from the koina, that kinyan, the kinyan chalipin helps. Memeila zokter amah, haga, ulechein hurgul ulasas a kinyan besudr shala edim. When you have edim being made on the transaction, even if the koina is yedir, you don't use the koina's chayfetz, but you rather use the edim's chayfetz. So meila over here, hurgul zokter amah, ulasas a kinyan with the sudr of the edim, even when the koina is there, because Lafisha Raiva Kinyanim is Shaloiba Fnei Akoina. So says the Ramah that when you do a Chalipin, even though the Koina is the one who gives over the Chayfetz, the Yesoidai, to the Makna, and then the Makna gives something back, you don't dafka need that the Koina, which means the one who's the receiver, who had an Adam, could also do it. So the Mela Negei over here, when we make the Kinyan Chalipin, for the chosin to be b'chayv himself to the kalo, the chayva saksuba. So the edim taka give it. That's usually what's done. L'maisa, if the mesada kedushin is the one who gives it over, it's also fine. It's be'etzim in tashbitz and rekeach, they have a loshin that say, shaharav or ya edim, the loshin that the rav, the mesada kedushin or the edim give. But l'maisa, be aside, it's brought in many of the poskim that just like it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, one of the Edim should give over to make the Kinyan. But Etzim is a Shiloh, why do you take me the Kinyan? L'chayra, whether if the Chiv is a Chiv mid the Reiser, or the Chiv is a Chiv mid the Rabbanon, but Lamai said he's a Chiv. So what's the Kinyan, the Chassan's being Machai himself? Either the Torah says you have to give Masai himself, or the Rabbanon say. No, what's the... Why is it a gay b'chlal to make a kinyan? L'chayu, you don't need a kinyan. What? It's not a real kinyan. Some want to say that it's al toisves ksuba. What's the al toisves ksuba? It's the mother itself. You don't have to. Be'etzem be l'chayr be yisaydai taka, like you're saying that l'chayr you don't need a kinyan because l'maisi you have it, be'etzem you mechuyev even without the kinyan. There are many mesadri kedushin that are mazbet to the chasen, not even to dafka say the taich every single word of the ksuba, but chach to know when he's picking up the garka, picking up the yarmulke, he should know what's going on, what he's being mechayev himself. Pasha, because as we're explaining, just like the Edom have to understand and know what they're being made on, the Chassan has to know what he's making a Kinyan on. So they explain, Pasha, by you making a Kinyan, you're being Machayiv yourself, the Mona, the Masayim, or at least the Tosfos Ksuba. Atkan is the Chelek Benegeya making the Kinyan, which the Kinyan is the Machayiv for the person what he has to pay the Ksuba. Now we'll go into the paper, the Shtar Raya. Sometimes the shtar is not only a raya. Let's say if somebody's makadish b'shtar, so the shtar is not only a raya that there was a kedushin. The shtar is actually what makes the kedushin. You have to have two edim. The lashon that shafts the kedushin. The shtar is actually what makes the kedushin. Mashenkin by ksuba is dumi the halva. If somebody lends somebody money and then there's a shtar that's a raya that the halva took place. This shtar is not a. The halva only happens because of the shtar. Even without the shtar, the halva happened. You just need a raya that the transaction that it happened. So mainly you have a shtar. The shtar is a raya. The same thing is by ksuba also. The etzim, the kinyan is done whenever you do the kinyan, and that's the machayev. Once you do the kinyan, it's enough. What do you need the shtar ksuba for? The shtar ksuba is a raya that records and says that the taka was this kinyan. This kinyan taka happened. So kumtachos be'etzim, since the shtar ksuba is really only a shtar raya, be'etzim you shouldn't even need that the chosin should give over the ksuba to the kala. And for l'chayu, for sure, no, even Eidim don't have to see, you don't even need the chosin to give it to the kala. It's a shtar raya. What's a shtar raya? That the kala could say, I have a raya that a kinyan was done. So, as long as she gets it, the chassan doesn't even have to give it over. The Edom signed that it happened, they witnessed, they were made that there was a kinyan. And once the kinyan happened, it's enough. The ksuba, as long as it's in her hands, she has a raya, it's enough. and Avada Be'etzem, there's no din, there's no mylan, the Kriya Saksuba. We actually, the only reason for the Kriya Saksuba is because to be mafsig between the two Boyer Priya Goffins. That's even, we don't even have to read the Ksuba. The Ksuba is Pashta Shtaraya. What we're learning now, these weeks in Hilchas Ksuba, is really, we're learning the Hilchas Ksuba, the Shibut Shabay of the Ksuba. The Kashrus Hashtar, that you have to go and learn Hilchas Shtaris. These many dinim, when the Edom sign, they can't leave a space. And when you fill out the dates and the different spellings, and if you make a mistake and how to change things, that's a Hilchas Shtaris. We're learning more the Hilchas Hakinyonim, the Shibut of the Ksuba. So Mamela, what comes out? What happens if somebody doesn't have a ksuba? Avadid is a din. You're not allowed to live without a ksuba. Aser la adam to live without a ksuba. So lamaisa, the Gemara says in ksubas, the Gemara of Zion, shari lemivul betchil v'shabbos. You're allowed to get married Friday night. Frek the Gemara. How could you get married Friday night? L'chari is no ksuba. So the Gemara, the akfasu metaltalim, which means Arashi explains, you give an expensive item, which that's the halacha taka. If somebody sees, whether if it's Friday night or he sees it on a matzah day, he doesn't have a ksuba, he can give the kala, he can give his wife an expensive item, and the meila, she has this as a mashkan to be goyva, which means be'etzem he's mechuyev, the kinyan made the chiyev. Now the shtar is only a shtar raya, and lemaisa, if you don't have a shtar raya, how is she ever going to be able to get her money? So if she has a mashkan, you give her a becher or something that she can be goyva from there. So Mamela, it accomplishes what the Shtar Raya would do. L'chayra, if we have the Kinyan and we have a Raya, be aside, it shouldn't make a difference whether if you make the Kinyan first and then the Raya, which means right the Ksuba, or right the Ksuba, and then do the kinyan. Be aside these two parts that we're doing, we're making a kinyan as chayvis, and then you write the shtar. Just like by halva, there's no din that the halva, when the shtar is written. So technically the same thing by ksuba also, you would be able to pull out the ksuba, and then do the kinyan, or do the kinyan, and do the ksuba. Lamaisa, the lashon ksuba, the kinyana min from the chasen, the kinyana, which means, a kinyan was done. So since it's written in the ksuba that a kinyan was done, so mamela behechroch, you have to first, since you write in the kinyan, mamela behechroch, you have to first make the kinyan and then write it. So what do? The maisa, many want to fill out the ksuba before, especially with their names, and even when you fill it out, these mistakes and spelling the name of the city and writing ahid, and people want to fill it out before. So these are the regular kuf. Almost all ksubas, when you buy the pre-typed ksubas, when you, besides filling in, the kuf of a kinyana is cut off. And even if you fill out the whole ksuba, after filling out the whole ksuba, you make a kinyan. After making the kinyan, the kinyan eschivus of the ksuba, then you fill out the letter, the kuf, the kinyana, which means, because you did the kinyan already, so you could write the kinyana. And then afterwards, the edim sign. So the order, Lamaisa, is Ma'akav. It's Ma'akav to first do the Kinyan and then write the Ksuba. And even if you want to fill out the Ksuba first, fill out most of the Ksuba besides the Kinyana, make the Kinyan, and then do the Kinyan and write the Kinyana and the Edom. When do you do this? This, I mean, the Kinyan and the writing of the Ksuba. When's the proper time of writing the Ksuba? Pashtus, we do it by the Kabbalah Sponim. That's the time you'll see you fill out the Ksuba, the Kinyanim, everything's done by the Kabbalah Sponim. Lamaisa, in Maril, in the Rekeach, and in the Levush, say you should do it after Kedushin. The Lashon, Kaisvin Aksuba, before Ad Regal Akuf, like we just mentioned before, told you to make the Kinyan. V'tachas Achupa, Oysin Kinyan Ksuba. Kinyan Khoisvin regal akufa edim khoisvin. In other words, you should do the kinyan under the chuppah. Why? Because Lamaisa, this is another thing that's written in the ksuba. It's written in the ksuba that they got married. That's a lashon. The tzavias v'havele le'into. She wanted, she was maskim, and she became my wife. So they got married. So in the ksuba is written that they got married. So how could you fill out the ksuba and have the whole ksuba written out earlier before the kedushin? So mele be a seidai. The proper time when to write a ksuba would be to write it between the kedushin and the suin. Most are not knowing like that. I did actually hear of Shlomo Zalman. Someone told me it's by Chuppas or Shlomo Zalman Taka Ful. Did that? He saw others also. So it says after the kedushin, that time by the kriyas haksuba, avada they filled out most of the ksuba before. But to do the kinyan, the regular kuf, and to sign, that the taka did b'shas under the chuppah after kedushin before the nesuin. Be'etzem, as we understand that not to write it l'chayre before the kedushin, because l'maisa it's written in the ksuba that they got married. So l'chayre, Isha, why can't you write the ksuba after the nesuin, which means after the chuppah? It's ganz hectic over there between the kedushin and the nesuin, right over there in between to start making kinyanim. Gets a little hectic over there. Why can't you do it afterwards? No, the Ramah says that we really prefer that the chuppah should be a chuppah haroi labia. Lashon the Ramah. The other chelik, the Ramah says that we want the chuppah should be roi labia, and lamaisa by the chuppah, if there's no ksuba, it's not roi labia because you're not allowed to be with your wife without a ksuba. So mameila, we want to have the ksuba before the chuppah. So even though b'yisayde most write the ksuba taka earlier before the kedushin, we see there is a mile of writing it after the kedushin because the lashon ksuba is written that they got married. So we have so far that the shtar ksuba is really a shtar raya, and since the shtar ksuba is a shtar raya, you don't really need that. You don't really need that Adam should see b'chlal that it went over from the chassan to the kala. We want to know that the kala got it, but to see that the chassan gave the shtar ksuba to the kala, l'chayra lav dafka, you need that. It's a shtar raya. As long as the kala has it, is enough. She has a document proving that there was a kinyan, the edim ameyed, that we saw a kinyan that happened. You don't need any edim being made. It's known and mekobel that Reb Chaim was makbid. Reb Chaim Briscoe was makbid that the edim should see that the ksuba goes over from the chassan to the kala. And there's two reasons for that. One reason is because be'etzim the shtar is goyve from a shabadim, which means if he had a karka and he sold it, it's meshubah to his wife, the mona masayim. However, when does it start the shibud? Obviously from when the shtar is dated. When does the shtar, a document, a raya, to be able to be goyve from a shabadim? Only from the date that's written in the ksuba. So let's say it happened tonight, I think it's Yud Beis Kislev, and you talk a raya in Yud Beis Kislev. So when does the Shibud HaKarka start? Yud Beis Kislev, but what hour Yud Beis Kislev, we don't know. You don't write hours in the Shtar. So really it starts from literally the end of the day. From tomorrow evening is when it starts, right before the night. That's when the Shibud is, not from tonight. So maybe you have a problem. He's with his wife without a ksuba, because the ksuba is only a proof from tomorrow afternoon. When is the ksuba going to be able to be goiva? Only from late tomorrow afternoon, right around shkia time. So mamela, if you have Aiden being made, they saw the ksuba went over from the chasen to the kala. So then taka, the shtar works to be goiva from a shabadim, even from earlier, even from a shasasinas ashtar. So that's a reason why to have the Aiden to be made, to see the shtar going over from the chasen to the kala. That's one reason. Lamaisa, this reason, there's a problem with this reason. Because let's say Taka Aiden didn't see that the chasen gave over the ksuba to the kala. So Taka, she can't be goyve from a shabadim only from tomorrow afternoon. But does that mean that they're living without a ksuba? They be'etzin is a ksuba. Now for us, the ksuba can't be goyve from a shabadim only from tomorrow afternoon. But he's a ksuba. Could you say that she's living, they're living without a ksuba? They're not living without a ksuba. They have a ksuba. From a shabadim, you could only monai from tomorrow afternoon.
Ksuba is the gvir. The tachlis of the ksuba is the gvir. It can't be goyve. It's a worthless piece of paper. That's it.
So it's not mamish worthless, because really it could be goyve. It could be goyve from a metaltalim. It could be goyve from a metaltalim.
I know that's either way.
What do you mean it's either way shver?
Pshat.
This is the kasha on Rav Chaim, on this pshat. Meaning, why Rav Chaim said to be makbid?
If what? If you're lying on bnei chayr, then it's not a kasha. But maybe he's saying Luit said that he doesn't have any bnei chayr. So what can be gathered from his mishabod? But in that time span, if the only mishabod is only chal the next night, then she's not going to be on anything for now.
So you're saying that
the fact that she has to be spirit on his word, it doesn't mean anything.
I understand, but right Lamaisa, you're saying. Ellie is asking that Lamaisa, what happens if she doesn't have metaltalim? He doesn't have metaltalim. So, I gavna, then Taki, you have to rely on the Mishabadim.
I'm just answering the kind of thing.
I hear you saying, if let's say. I hear what you're asking. You could add some argument that also, that you're right, Taki, it's for Gvia. But that's just Hechatimtzdik, he doesn't have. She bets him as a raya to be Goiva. She can't physically be Goiva. She can't be. What's it?
She's Goiva.
Of course she can be Goiva. You see many people riding who don't have a ballot to their name. It's not a shiloh. I have to look up what you see. That's a good shiloh. Act of people riding suba. But the mice. No, you have a suba. Technically, you're right. But if the suba really is also the one night from the Shabbat, and you can't one night from the Shabbat, then you don't have. So it's missing. I hear. You're advising that if someone doesn't have karka, so it's not worse than if someone doesn't have the cloth. We're not worried about the day later. The shayla's tonight. They got married. Now she would add a ksuba.
So how are you going to pay for
tomorrow?
She has a. I don't know. If the ksuba means you have to be able to monitor from kark from a shabagim. Tonight, the ksuba tonight, Lamaisi can monitor from a shabagim. If ksuba also means dafka from a Shabbat, tonight they can't one night. You say, so wait till tomorrow. Tonight you don't have a ksuba. Yeah. In a minute we'll get to see Mekayach the Shaila. There's another explanation why to be nizer that the you should be Adim that see that the chasin gives it over to the kala. And that, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the reason is because we want to rely on Kedushin of Shtar. Let's say the Kedusha Kesef didn't work out. The Olam handled, it was a Shaila that just recently happened, that the Tabas wasn't the Tabas of the Chassin. And tonight someone just told me a Shaila also, that he a bunch of years ago was a Shaila, that they couldn't find the ring. And one of the ladies gave a ring, and she was Baskama Gemura. Lamaisa wasn't even her ring. For whatever reason, for some reason, many times the Shaila comes up that the Kedusha Kesef doesn't work. So Mameila, it's Kedusha Shtar, you have Ksuba, the Ksuba is the Shtar, the Ksuba is the Kedusha Shtar. So Mameila, of course, Kedusha Shtar, you need Adim. You need Adim, that's why you have to have Adim for the Mesiris Ashtar. Lamaisa, these two Shailas really about it. That's a subject for itself. He's asking if it says the lashon what you need from a kaddish b'shtar. But these two issues with this. First of all, the edim have to, the chasim, which is the makadish, has to be machaved by giving over the shtar, the ksuba, that he wants to be makadish b'shtar. So he has to know about this. V'oi, the edim also have to know what they're being made, not just that the edim should see that the chasin gave over the shtar to the kala, the ksuba. They have to know they're being made on a kedushin. So these are like two problems to say that the reason why the edim have to see the shtar going from the ksuba, going from the chasin to the kala, the reason is because kedusha shtar. The edim don't know, the chasin doesn't know. Oh, and another problem is that you has to be writ l'shem kedushin, the shtar, makadosh v'shtar. You have to write l'shem kedushin, and we don't write the ksuba l'shem kedushin. We're writing it, filling out a ksuba shtar. Right? We're not writing l'shem kedushin. So mameila, many are not machbir on this, that Aden should see the mesirus hashtar from the chasa and the ksuba from the chasa to the kala. Even more, they're not even machbir that the chasa should give it over to the kala. Rabbi Yashiv says that in Shevet Halevi, I saw from a Heintig Sefer, he brings the Aser Chaim Kinevsky, if you should be makbid, he says, Lo shamanu mizem ma'olam, even the chasen to give it over to the kala. Amol was mamish like that, that the pshat is that the, even not to the kala, to the kala's mother had it, there was no maisa, masira, not even Edom. So just to be masaka, what we have over here, we spoke about the ksuba, these one part, these the kinyan, which the kinyan is the schaivis. And then the shtar ksuba is just a shtar raya ba'alma. And since it's a shtar raya ba'alma, technically you don't even have to have a maisa mesira, but it is enough of a raya which you have to be careful when you write it, only before the kinyan, because, I'm sorry, after the kinyan, because it's written in that you did the kinyan, and l'tchatchil you should really only do it after the kedushin, because it's written in the ksuba that they got married. But the ksuba itself is a shtar raya.
I'm not afraid.